that was a classmate who threw around the football, and I just started, you know, throwing around with him, and he saw I got some catching skills, and he just asked me to join his club team, the Berlin Adler, and I did, and I just fell in love with flag football at the time. But when he turned 15, he automatically advanced to the tackle football, and it was just the most amazing feeling, just hitting people, and I just fell in love with the game. I played a lot of Madden. That's how I get to know the NFL, and it was just crazy. And then my head coach Jörg Hoffman said, "You have a lot of potential. You should try to go to high school and go through the whole American recruiting process with the goal to be here and I get drafted." I never looked back. It was just pursue that dream.
We had a really unique situation back in Estonia. I mean, it would be really tough to go and compete with the adults because we already had, as a country, three top discus throwers. So I was like number four, number five. You know, and that was one of the big reasons as well why I chose football over track eventually. The lifting part, we kept the same. A lot of Olympic lifts, a lot of power lifting, and that will eventually transform onto the football field, getting out of the stance, to being able to fire out power stance, you know, keeping your feet running.
Obviously, in comparison to all the people that are out here, you know, I've been playing for only a few years, and I mean, you know, I still got a lot to do just to catch up with them, but I know I'm going to put everything that I got here and just do my best. I'm going to be dedicated and I'm going to do everything that I can just to be the best player. I want to be the best player in this position, even with the little experience that I have, and that is the challenge that I have, and that is what actually drives me.
I looked at a lot of players' game, and I feel like my game most models the Ravens' defensive end. But then again, I think it's kind of disrespectful to the veterans to actually compare myself to one of them because I haven't even walked their shoes yet. It's just like a young player coming, saying that he's going to be the next number 99. You have to earn your stripes first. So for right now, I just model my game as a rookie, Sam Montgomery.
I have so much to catch up on. I mean, I've been playing the game for 4 years. I have a lot of position skills, specific pass rush stuff to work on. And, you know, my goal is to, you know, as soon as all this is done, go back to Dallas at one point and, you know, start, you know, just grinding on it.
Well, you know, it's definitely a thing where when you're young, you do things as a boy. But when you grow, you do things as a man. Maturing standpoint, and I feel like in going to this league and everything that I learned so far, I was a boy when I was in college. Now that I'm going to the league, I become a man.
I feel like me lining up all over the field on defense just shows my athleticism, shows that, you know, that I understand the game and that I did a lot for the university. But, you know, my whole thing is getting after the quarterback, so pass rushing to be my number one.
Yeah, we play a lot more quarterbacks that can use their feet as well as their arms, and we're asked to keep them in the pocket and not let them loose, not us loose contain and have them big runs. You saw it numerous times. A guy won a Heisman for it. People loose contain and he make you pay. So our focus when we played those guys was to keep them in the pocket and collapse it and just put a little pressure on them that way and instead of taking shots at them.
There's a lot of tough offensive line that I played, but I'm always hesitant to answer that question because I don't think he was the toughest, but I give it to the Oregon State right tackle because I got held a lot in that game and was never called, so he did a good job.
Like he said, I think it just shows that, you know, that I have the ability, you know, to – I understand the game. I understand defenses. You know, because I played on the offensive side of the ball, you know, I understand a lot of the offensive schemes also. So, you know, it plays to my abilities, you know, just understanding a lot of little things. And just my size, you know, 6'7", outside linebacker, it's kind of unique, I feel like.
Playing soccer and being a big guy and always getting out – take that big guy out of the soccer game because he's hurting people. And then I just, you know, got into football and, like, just hitting people. It's such a man sport where you, like, you line up against another guy and who's going to be the stronger guy. It's just an amazing game where it's just not, like, the physicality, even, like, the mental conditioning where can you do it once or can you do it, you know, like, 50 times in the game.
It's unique, you know, as a defensive player, you know, keeping up with guys like a Kenyon Barner, chasing him down the field, or LaMichael James, or even a DeAnthony Thomas, you know, those guys are very special. You know, so as a defensive player, being able to keep up with those guys Monday through Friday, you know, when we get to the game on Saturday, it's pretty easy for us as far as the game speed.
Having playing people like that, Johnny Manziel, Keith Price, they're unpredictable, and having that experience that comes in a game is valuable. You can't practice playing with a mobile quarterback, and it's going to translate to the next level.
I had individual goals and I had team goals. I achieved both of them. I wrote them actually down in my mirror, and I achieved all of those goals, and I was healthy, and I have a wife in college. Everything was just pointing towards leaving. I gave Florida State everything I had, and was great 3 years, and it was just time to move on for me and my family.
I'm just trying to stay focused. You know, I'm not trying to let any of this thing distract me in any way. I pray every day. I always seek for Heavenly Father's guidance, and I just try to stay on the course.